Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Shoup.
Town Talk financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. The Josh Hardy Superhero Celebration is next Saturday night. And we are going to talk about that this morning with Amy Hardy is here. Alex Belcher is here. And Andy McConnell will be here shortly. But Alex and Amy, good morning. Welcome. Thank you for coming in.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you here. Amy, it's good to have you back. This has become a something that we do yearly before this. This is what we'll start off and talk about Josh.
Yeah.
Tell us about Josh. Halloween must have been one of the holidays that he really liked.
He did. He really loved dressing up. I think with all some of the challenges he endured, he just liked putting on a different persona.
Yeah.
So he really did. It was kind of funny. His last Halloween ended up he was homebound at that point, and his teacher, they dressed up every single day. And then we went to an event in a small town in the northern neck, Reedville. And then we went to St. Jude's for their party. And then we went trick-or-treating. So he had eight times to dress up. So it's like he filled a lifetime of Halloweens in that
What a perfect thing for him.
Yeah.
No. Did he have certain characters he liked more than most, or did he like any of them?
Well, I mean, he really loved the superheroes. He loved the Avengers. He always, Captain America was his favorite. And I actually debated on whether I was going to wear a Captain America shirt or a Batman shirt today. But he just loved superheroes so much, and he loved dressing up. But he loved dressing up in jerseys, sports jerseys, and I mean, he just always had something on that was just not ordinary.
I think that was when I first started seeing pictures of him, he was wearing Nationals or other wearing sports stuff. I think that's what I remember seeing initially, and then you started seeing more and more of the superheroes.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, yeah. But he had such a fun spirit, and that's what this event is going to really. The past two have really embodied his spirit in that it's just fun. It's kid-friendly, adult-friendly, because he was great with kids. He was great with adults. He just spread a lot of joy for the opportunity that when he got to meet people. So, and he just, he would just totally love this event.
That's right. I was just, as I look at it and have seen pictures over the years, that's what I've thought, that this must be, you must be happy about that fact that this is the kind of event he would have loved.
Yeah. And it's really neat. Every time I get up and thank everyone for coming and to look out over the crowd and see just every man, woman, and child in a costume, a superhero or a superhero t-shirt. It's just, I don't know, it just warms my heart that they would come and celebrate with us, celebrate his life, and also help Fairy Godmother Project.
Saturday the 27th. This year it's at the A. Smith Bowman Distillery, different place for it. And I always like that when you see the information about it. That's one of the things that's mentioned. It's not optional. You must wear.
Yes.
You have to have a costume.
Yes, we have some JM volunteers coming this year. So the James Monroe High School students are helping us a lot this year, and one of the gentleman texts me, is there something specific I need to wear? I was like, well, you have to have superhero attire. You can be boring and just wear a superhero t-shirt, or you can go all out. And he's like, I'll see what I can do about going all out.
I still have last year you left me a cape. And I know one of these years I'm going to be there, and that's what I'll wear, because you left it with me and you said, when the first time you come, you can wear this.
Yeah.
So I'm all set whenever.
Yeah, I think a cape is the easiest way to put on your superhero.
Yeah. That's interesting when you talked just a second ago about the fact that with all that he went through, this was a way to kind of escape from all of that. And I never thought of it in those terms, but that would be.
Yeah. Actually, as my father-in-law pointed that out, he's always in a costume. He's always in a mode, and he was so, his personality was so snarky and dry, but he was so funny. He always made you laugh, and it's just a neat thing just to remember how he was and how he loved these costumes.
Do you need tickets for this, or is this the kind of thing it's an at the door kind of thing?
It's an at the door kind of thing. We just suggested a donation per family. It's just $25, but obviously if you feel a generous heart to give more, we'd really appreciate it. We rely heavily on sponsorship, so we do have quite a few sponsors that have helped us put the party together, and just very grateful for them.
We're going to get into that this morning. We're going to also talk about the good work of the Fairy Godmother Project. Alex Belcher here, and with Belcher Real Estate, and Alex, you're one of the sponsors.
Yes, sir. Yeah, it's such a great event. We have so much fun, and like she said, when you look out, everybody's in a costume.
Yeah.
Kids, parents, adults, grandparents, and it's just so much fun to see all the kids and having fun, and you know, having snacks and having the cakewalk. It's just a lot of fun. We have a great time, and to celebrate Josh and help the Fairy Godmother, it's a great event.
Do you know what you're going to come dressed as?
You know, last year I came as Clark Kent, but I think this year
I could see that.
Maybe Batman, I think, is where we're going to go with it.
Oh, okay.
So I have a 1- and a 2-year-old, so we've got to dress those guys up too. So we're going to have fun with it.
Well, that's that you can do, and that's what you can do. You can do it as a family or a couple, or you know, it's
When they're young like that, you should dress up, because then they get older, they won't go with it.
Yeah.
Amy, one of the things that I remember when I was looking at all the different things that were going to go on, I think I remember you telling me that Josh loved cakewalks, and that's why there'll always be a cakewalk.
There will always be a cakewalk, and it is scheduled for 6:30. So if that is an important part of your superhero experience, you should be at the cakewalk at 6:30. The kids love it. It is so fun. And for people that don't know what a cakewalk is, it's basically, to me, like musical chairs. There's spots in a circle, and the kids walk in a circle, and then while the music's playing, the music stops, you have to stop, and they draw a number, and whoever's standing on that number wins a cake. Josh, at a summer event, it's a 4th of July event, one time he won like 5 cakes, and I was like, stop winning cakes! I don't want any more cake in my house.
When I remember we talked about this last year, and because I hadn't heard of a cakewalk, I remember taking my kids in, and it was the same thing. They loved a cakewalk, mm-hmm. but you don't see that at a lot of things anymore. So when I saw that you were doing that, I thought that really brought back memories.
Yeah, you don't hear. I actually hadn't ever participated in one until a couple of years, like, you know, when they started going to this 4th of July event, and they... Josh just fell in love with it, and it was pretty. He gets so excited, like the joy in his eyes.
To win a cake. Well, this really is the kind of event where there's a lot of fun, and any age can have fun.
So there's crafts for kids to do. There's music and dancing. Of course, the cakewalk. There's a photo booth. I'm not allowed to say the name. Domino's Pizza is donating all the pizza.
Okay.
Pepsi is donating all the drinks. There's going to be beer and wine sold. So it's just there's a little bit of something for everyone. And also, since we're having it at the Bowman Distillery, they're going to give tours of the facility while we're there too. So there's a lot of different things going on.
And that's an interesting tour. To see those rooms with especially the room that has all the barrels.
Yeah.
It's really an interesting place.
Well, we were just, Alex and I were just talking about that before we came in, like the distinct smell.
There is. Yeah.
No, it's really neat. It really is.
Yeah, it was a couple of years ago. It was the first time I went through there, and I just thought, this is really a cool place.
Yeah, it is. And it's right there in Fredericksburg, and you just never think to go there.
So no.
For people to come out, they can come bring the kids and then go on a tour. So
yeah, no, the tours are a lot of fun. Alex, it's great that you know that you've gotten involved as a sponsor, because these kind of events, and especially just a local business to get involved with something like this.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's important to be involved, and you know, when you find something that really hits home and you really feel, you know, that you can be involved and do as much as you can. I think it's important to do that. But we love these guys, and you know, whatever we can do to help, we certainly want to do that. So,
Alex Belcher is here. He's one of the superhero sponsors, Belcher Real Estate, for the Josh Hardy Superhero Celebration on Saturday night, the 27th, at the A. Smith Bowman Distillery. And Amy Hardy is here also. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Got a question for today's guest? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
The Josh Hardy Superhero Celebration is Saturday the 27th at the A. Smith Bowman Distillery. It is from 5:30 to 9:30. Is that correct, Amy?
Yes, it is.
Okay, then my notes were correct. Amy Hardy is here this morning. Alex Belcher's here. And Andy McConnell's here from the Fairy Godmother Project. Welcome, Andy. It's good to have you here this morning. Amy, we talked a little bit about what happens on Saturday the 27th for the Josh Hardy Superhero Celebration. Tell us a little bit about give us a little bit more about Josh's story and what he went through, and you've talked a little bit about his personality. I always tell you, I really wish I could have met him, because I know people that did know him, and they just describe him as just so much fun.
I always say I didn't see him all that much, but when I did, I always walked away smiling, like,
yeah, that's
what a hoot.
Yeah,
every time.
Yeah he was a hoot. Well, I mean, his story started early. He was diagnosed at 9 months old, which was, you know, a shock, and it wasn't a very good diagnosis. It was malignant rhabdoid tumor, which was they had very little information on it, because only about 15 children a year are diagnosed with it. So it was like, what do we do? And it didn't respond very well to chemo. And so we went through a regimen, and miraculously, he was good. But then it came back when about 18 months, and then he was good, and then it came back. And so that's when we actually went off to St. Jude and tried a clinical trial, which was an absolute miracle. We did that for about 18 months, back and forth to Memphis for these medicines. And at the end of that trial, he was very good. We had a solid 3 years, a little over 3 years, before he ended up having to go back into treatment. And basically, the treatment caused his bone marrow to break down, and he developed a syndrome called myelodysplastic syndrome, which required a bone marrow transplant. And that's really when it got difficult for him. But we did. We had three, even while he was in treatment at St. Jude, it was a very comfortable treatment. It didn't affect his immune system. He was able to go to school and do all the fun things that he would normally do. So we had a very good run, as you would say, of healthy, fun times. And then the bone marrow transplant caused all sorts of challenges that we just kind of blindly went into. We had no idea that it would be this difficult, but it's a bone marrow transplant is no joke. And it was interesting. He ended up developing complications that put him in the ICU, and then he that's when when you have no immune system, any virus can attack you.
Yeah.
And that's where we really had a challenge. We couldn't take him off the steroids, because then his body would fight the new bone marrow. But because he was on heavy steroids, he had no immune system, and he had developed a bug, the adenovirus. And so we really were in a catch-22, because there was nothing we could do. And so then that's where the Fredericksburg community and actually the nation came together and helped us get a medicine for compassionate use, so that he could just have a chance. And honestly, that medicine worked beautifully. Got rid of the adenovirus almost immediately, and he was able to recover. It was a very slow process, but November of 2014, we were able to come home, and we pretty much lived as normal of a life as you could after having that much physical challenge. And we did all sorts of fun things. We did go to basketball games and football games, and you know, we tried to do stuff that was out open air, so we wouldn't be you know, exposed to too many germs, but it was constant worry about catching a virus or something that he couldn't fight. So we were always very, like, he had to wear a mask, he had to stay away from people, he had to limit contact. And that was really hard for him because he was such a people person, and he just loved having a good time. But he didn't let it slow him down. He made the most of every moment that he could possibly, like, let's go here or let's go do this. Yeah. And, you know, we always say, you're a doer. You got to keep going. You got to keep doing. You know, and even to the point where we were in the last year of his life, and he started to develop challenges with his lungs because of something that happened with a bone marrow transplant. Even in the ICU, he ended up having to spend the last 7 months of his life in the ICU. But it was amazing what he did with that time. He was on a ventilator, which the doctors always cannot believe that he could tolerate it, but he did not want, it took so much sedation to keep him under. They're like, well, if he can be comfortable, we'll let him. And he was awake, and he liked to play FanDuel, so he'd make a fantasy team. And it's just the funniest thing. I have a picture of him holding his phone up. He'd won $50 on fantasy football, yeah. Fantasy basketball, while in the ICU on a ventilator. So that's, like, amazing. And then he also got this idea that he was going to draw. He loved, that was kind of his entertainment. He could do that, and he got pretty good at it. So then he started selling his pictures to the medical staff. He made $100 selling pictures to the staff at St. Jude. So it was, like, even to the end, he just did something every day. And he still had hope that he was going to get better and get out of there. And it was pretty inspiring to watch.
I was just going to say that, because so often for any at any age to go through all that he did and the coming back and the treatment and being away from everything, for him to have that kind of energy to want to do that kind of thing is pretty incredible.
Yeah, he really just never really gave up till the very end. He just kind of knew that he was slowly slipping away, and he just kind of was like, I'm tired.
Yeah. So. Do you ever think you'll write a book someday about all of that you went through and about him?
I don't know. I think about it. I'm in a season of life that I can't sit down and concentrate.
Yeah.
But yeah.
It really is a great story.
Well, it's interesting. I mean, I wrote on Caring Bridge. I had a detailed blog, and I could probably go back and reference that if I ever get my.
That's kind of where I was introduced to you when I joined that and would see things. And it was just amazing what you and your family, which you all went, because that, and that's the thing, you were with Josh a lot, but the whole family lives through something like this.
Well, and honestly, when we were in the middle of the struggle to get the medicine, the boys had come to visit, and it was just like an interesting timing, because it really all came to a head while they were there, and it was time for them to go home. I'm like, no, you're gonna stay. We're not gonna send you back to school.
Yeah.
So, and we were there as a family. There was a charity that got a place for us to stay, and it's one of our best memories of us all just being together. Just there was a little courtyard. They played baseball, and it was right beside the interstate. And Jack hit a ball onto the highway. And we're like, don't do that anymore. But it's just, we have some great memories. And I think, you know, Jack, Joe, and Jude are going to be better individuals from having endured that with their brother. They learned compassion. And, you know, not everybody gets a fair shake in life. And you just kind of have to lean in and take, you know, have compassion.
I wondered when I see him, and I just think, boy, you've all been through so much, and how that affected them. But that would be, I mean, they've seen things that a lot of us never will.
Yeah. It's pretty interesting. The young men they're becoming, and just how they carry themselves. I miss that we have Josh, but I do know that we all learned a lot from him, and he was a great gift.
Well, I really like when I see you, whenever you post like birthday or holiday pictures, you always have the You have a picture of Josh.
My flats family.
Yeah. Yes. I look at that and I think that really is terrific.
Well, that was one of the hardest things for me when we first got home, because I take pictures all the time. Like, I love pictures. Like, on my phone right now, I have 17,000 pictures. No joke. But I
hope it's backed up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I've got it backed up in so many different areas. But it's so funny. I had the hardest time when I would take a picture of my boys, because there was this empty space. It drove me crazy. And I, of all things, I was on a Groupon and it was cardboard cutouts. And I'm like, I'm going to make a Josh. And I did. And it's so funny because there's certain pictures, I kind of have them like off in the side. He looks real.
Yeah. I know. I look at him and I think, is that a current picture? You know, I'll look at it and say, did they take that, you know?
Yeah. When I first posted it, people were like, oh, that's a nice picture of Todd and Josh. I'm like, yeah, look close.
Yeah. I know. I just think, oh, that's just a picture I hadn't seen before.
Well, I think it's funny because if people don't know that those cardboard cutouts are there, because we also have one. I took, there's a really, like, I can't find the word, but picture that the Freelance Star had taken of him. They did a story of him about
he's sitting on the
front porch.
Yes.
So I took the face off of that and I put it on a Captain America body. Yeah. And that's like your greeting when you come into the superhero celebration. But I think we have those cardboard cutouts in our kitchen. When people first walk in, I think they're like, okay.
Yeah. No, they are life, because we've got one here, an Alex Ovechkin one, and it's to where you can put it up and people will walk in and think, what is that?
Yeah.
So I know. But yeah. it is really nice, and when you see those pictures.
Yeah, I do. I love it. I might seem a little quirky, but I absolutely love it. It just gives me peace. It fills a space that can never really be fully filled, but it definitely just helps his presence just be more fully known.
Yeah. Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. The Josh Hardy Superhero Celebration, you'll want to be a part of this. It's at the A. Smith Bowman Distillery, Saturday the 27th, 5:30 to 9:30. We'll get into all of that. Amy Hardy is here. Alex Belcher is here. Andy McConnell's here. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:30.
I had the radio on. I'm listening to
Talk Done Right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Miss an episode of Town Talk? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Music. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
The Josh Hardy Superhero Celebration is Saturday the 27th at the A. Smith Bowman Distillery in Spotsylvania. It's from 5:30 to 9:30. A $25 donation or more at the door. And Amy Hardy is here along with Alex Belcher and Andy McConnell. As you said earlier, Amy, the only specific thing is you need to have some kind of a costume.
Yeah, superhero. Actually, I had one person come as a blood donor, which is a superhero. So you can be really creative with your superness.
Yeah, with your superness.
I'm sure that there are some people that this is, you know, that they would rather say, I'll make a big donation, I just don't want to dress up.
Yeah, that's me. I do it every year, but I really don't like it.
Yeah. It's funny because I, even within my family, my mother-in-law did not want to do it at all. And I was like, oh, but you will.
Yeah. I mean, like, you know better. If you know Amy, you know better than to show up without it. Yeah. You do something.
Well, See, and I think that was I think that's why I have a cape now. And because I think I said last year, it'd be okay if I just came and maybe took some pictures with it. And you were like, yeah, you can come, but you're going to wear a costume. Here, I've got one in my car.
Yeah. It's important that you're dressed up.
Yeah, but like I said, it's just a cape. And you can get a cape for, like, honestly, I saw capes for $1 yesterday.
I was going to say, yeah.
And I ended up last year, I was Wonder Woman, right?
Is that, no, Captain America.
As a woman.
Oh, okay.
But it was really, I just wore a mask. She wore a dress and a red sweater, so it was the color themes. And then she had the mask and she carried a little shield around. It was perfect.
And I still felt professional because I was in, like, a work dress, so it was okay.
Okay.
Yeah, it worked. Yeah.
And Alex, you and your family, you said your whole family goes.
Yeah. So we're going to dress up. We've got a one-year-old. We haven't really figured out what we're what we're going to do. But last year I was coming from work and I grabbed a t-shirt and I just came as Clark Kent and just unbuttoned my shirt and looked like Superman.
So, yeah.
Which is awesome. I love that. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
I think you should go as the Incredibles. You could have two little Jack-Jacks and you could be.
That's awesome. That's a great idea.
I love the Incredibles. It's like my favorite.
Yeah, and you can find costumes anywhere. So yeah, probably
that's one of the things.
Yeah, they're everywhere. Yeah. But we love it. So it was a great time, and I think this year will be even better.
Yeah, and my kids will go too. My girls will.
Yeah,
my son will probably be playing Fortnite.
This well, you can't pull away from that.
No, that would be
even a moment.
Yeah. Life, right? Yeah,
and this is the first year Amy's been on a Saturday because it's been on a Friday, hasn't it been? And it's now on a Saturday.
Yes, the first 2 years it was on a Friday, but since my two older sons now play football, that is not an option.
I should have thought
they had to. Jack had to miss the first 2 years on a football game, and I felt awful about that. And the coaching staff was gracious enough, just like, okay, go. Obviously, the first year was a celebration of life, so that made a lot of sense.
Yeah. But,
the second year, I did feel a little bad about it, so I've vowed never to have it on a Friday again. It will be on a Saturday, so that, and I think it would be easier for people to come on a Saturday. So we shall see. But,
The money raised for the Josh Hardy Superhero Celebration goes to the Fairy Godmother Project, which is why Andy is here, and I guess through your journey through all of this, that's where you connected at some point with Andy and the Fairy Godmother Project.
Well, it was kind of interesting because when I first met Andy, she had approached me about being on our parent advisory board, and it was something about, I was just like, that sounds like a really good thing for me to do and use my experience, but there's something, I didn't want to commit to the time, and then literally about 2 months later, we find out that Josh is going to need a bone marrow transplant, and I was like,
That was such a weird, and then someone at preschool walked up to me and said, do you know who Josh Hardy is? And I was like, no, yes, I know his mom, you know, like, so, and she's like, well, he's back in at St. Jude's, and he's getting, and all this stuff, and I was like, okay, so then I reached out to Amy, but we didn't really connect because she was at St. Jude's. I mean, we connected, but we didn't see each other all that much.
Yeah, my mom and dad were there with Jack and Joe and Jude, and she provided meals and, you know, just provided services that she normally provides for a family that's all together, but we were gone, and it was very helpful. It took some of the pressure off of my mom. Really, when Andy and I really got to know each other and really how I really have come to appreciate the Fairy Godmother Project is through the bereavement aspect. Mm. She actually started the Fairy Godmother Project, but realized as time went on that she was going to lose some of her children she was taking care of, and decided to make a whole bereavement section. And she calls us her stargazers.
Yeah. Well, and it was interesting because when I was following Josh and everything, and when I could tell that things were, how they were going was not well, and I thought, we have to be able to help them, but the way that our policies were structured, they wouldn't have been eligible for services because they'd been out of our care for however many years. And so I remember, like, there's always these moments where I reach out to my board, you know, because we can vote via email if there's something that comes up, and I sent this proposal, like, that, you know, if a child dies, we can provide support with, as long as it's within this amount of time. And, you know, then I, like, hold my breath waiting for the responses, you know, like, I need someone to call for a vote, and I need to, you know, and then, mm-hmm. and it's like, yay, 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 and I'm like, oh, yes. And then I reached out to Amy after Josh had died and just said, you know, sent her a text and just said, we can help you. What, you know, what do you need? And then it just sort of...
Yeah, and it was interesting. I mean, she just kind of, we met and we assessed what I was having trouble with, and she was awesome. We had a, after the service gathering for people that had flown in for the event, and she just was very good at negotiating, because it was interesting that the different charges that were being added on at the restaurant, and I'm like, oh gosh, and she goes, you are going to charge a mother whose child just died $500.
I was so angry. I was like, there's no way we're paying that. We're not, but we are getting it, but we're not paying it. I just couldn't believe it. Like, the audacity of somebody.
Well, he totally backed down.
He's he did. He came, like, brought the thing, and, oh, notice that $500 isn't on there. But, you know, I mean, and that is one of the things that I am good at.
I was going to say, you're direct. Yes.
Yeah, and if something fires me up, look out. Like, I could not believe, and I do have this thing where these families become like, I have to take really, really good care of them and nobody's going to mess with them, you know? Yeah. And so in that moment, I just remember being like, I mean, there was no way.
Well, at a time when you're just brokenhearted
right.
and sad,
right.
you're just so vulnerable. Mm-hmm. And to have someone be your advocate is so amazing. And then to bring us together so that we don't feel alone or just, it's a very nice thing. It's a support group, but I
yeah, you know, but not a support group.
We don't like words like support group or therapy or
right. Yeah, it's really interesting how it's evolved sort of naturally too. And I always say, I've been saying this a lot to people lately. One of the things that's unique about what we do is because I'm not a social worker and I'm not a therapist, my boundaries are different. So I'm able to develop relationships that are more personal than if I was her therapist, and yet our conversations are often similar to therapy. Just you know, and because I'm comfortable, like I could listen to stories about Josh for 10 hours a day and be comfortable with it, whereas not yeah. every friend or person is, because that makes them uncomfortable because he passed. And so I try and keep the kids alive in that way by letting the parents just talk about them and then providing them an opportunity to be together where there's this sense of understanding of the want to talk about your child, but then not necessarily needing to, but just knowing you could. So I think that's been the thing that's been the most helpful.
Well, and what Fairy Godmother Project is really good at is you work around where people are at and what they feel comfortable with.
Yes.
It's not a set program.
Of, right.
This is what we're going to do for you. It's
right. It's all based on what they need.
Yeah.
And
everybody's
also,
different.
Yeah, and that's what kind of evolved. And then also, I always try and ask the parents, "What more do you need? What could we be doing differently?" And you know, if they tell me what we're doing isn't great, well, then I'm not going to do it anymore. But what can I do? And so that's how our programs have all evolved and gotten better and better, is because it's all based on what the parents say there's a need for. And I think because I didn't have a child with cancer, I know it could happen statistically and all that stuff, but I don't bring my own stuff to it. So, like, I don't think, like, well, when my child had cancer, I wanted this, this, and this. So that's what I'm giving these people. Instead, it's like, I have no idea. What do you need? And so now we have, like, with the families who are currently in treatment, we have a point system. They choose the different services they want instead of getting, like, a box deal. It's like, oh, you don't want your lawn done? You don't have to. You want your house cleaned twice a month? Great, you can have your house cleaned twice a month. You don't want your house cleaned? Great, you don't have to have your house cleaned. Mm-hmm. And then they get just gas cards or grocery cards. So trying to make it more personalized for them so it really meets their family's needs, because they're all so different, so very different. And, you know, so that, I think, is helpful.
Yeah. Well, and through the course of the year, and especially on this program, when so many people and agencies come in, and we always talk about how giving and caring this community is, which it is. But you really see it. This is Fairy Godmother Project has been really good at giving people an avenue, because in a lot of ways, a lot of people, you know, want to help mm-hmm. the Hardys or want to help
right.
the Leahys or want to help these families that, mm-hmm. that we know, but you just don't know. How would I go
right.
about doing that? And you've given people a way to do that.
Yeah, and I've actually had people tell me that like even our Facebook posts have been helpful in educating them on how to handle someone when they come across someone who's grieving, because they didn't know that in fact the parent wants you to talk about the kid. It isn't that they don't.
That's what you've taught me.
Yeah, and it's so true. I mean, just say their names for goodness sakes and stop making it about you. Another one of those things I get a little frustrated with. Like, yeah, it's uncomfortable maybe. I mean, I remember the first time I approached Courtney Harris, whose son Carter had died. I did not know her. And I paced outside the store she was working in downtown. And I'm like, I've got to go in. Then I went in the store. And, like, she and I laugh about it, because if anyone had watched me, they would have thought I was probably planning shoplifting, because I was, like, pacing the store. And then finally I walked up to her and I said, "Hi, I know your son's story, and I'm so sorry." And it was so hard. You know, it was like the first time. That was back in like 2010. And it was scary and it was hard, but I knew it wasn't about me and I needed to do that. And we sat there and we talked and talked, and I learned so much about Carter. And I just felt like that was such a gift to me. And I know it was a gift to her, but for me, listening and hearing and having this person trust those stories with me just was just so good.
Well, even just like the conversation we just had, Amy, I think a couple of years ago, I would have been very hesitant to even, you know, even want to call the event what it was, just because I would think if I mention Josh Hardy, you know, are you going
to
be?
Well, and I'm very much the same way. Prior to experiencing anything I did with Josh, you know, when I'd have a friend who was grieving, it's almost like I wanted to get away from them as fast as I could, because I didn't want to say something that would make them cry, or I didn't want to cry in front of them, because I am ridiculously emotional. And I just was so uncomfortable. And you're right. It was about me being fearful of crying. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know what, it's okay to cry. It's okay to, you know, walk up to someone and just say, I'm sorry about your son, or I'm sorry about your daughter, or just hello. You know, right. I think I understand that it was really hard to approach people that are grieving. And now that I am grieving, I actually find myself like trying to coddle the people that I can tell are uncomfortable with me. Mm. And it's kind of an interesting dynamic, but mm-hmm. it's something that learning how to lean in when someone's grieving is actually a gift. And it's a hard one to to get, but
well, and people worry so much about the right words, and I always say there aren't any. You're better off just being quiet, acknowledging it, and then being quiet. Yep. And that was one of the things. We just had the Stardust Ball, which I'm sure you heard. We raised $225,000. Not to brag.
That is terrific.
Isn't that amazing?
Though, yes.
Oh, it was so great. But I did the speech. Like, I was the speaker for the year, and I talked about the different lessons that I learned from each family whose child had died. And that was one of them. That was actually my first lesson, was it's just about showing up. It isn't about, you know, crafting the perfect statement. It's literally about showing up. The first family that we had whose son was dying, she called and said, you know, we just found out that he's out of the trial. There's nothing left we can do. Can you come over? And I thought, can I come over? Are you insane? Like, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
Cried the whole way there, got out of the car, pulled myself together, and just got in the house and said, I'm so sorry. And I sat with his stepmom and held her hand when necessary, but I was quiet. And just that presence was important. And that was a huge lesson for me personally, but also for FGP. Like, it isn't about that. It isn't about saying all the right words. And because you can't, no matter what words you say, you can't change the reality.
No.
So you just can't. It is beyond our control, unfortunately.
Andy McConnell is here this morning from the Fairy Godmother Project. The website for the Fairy Godmother Project, I should know this.
I was going to say, Ted, come on. I'm not telling you. Figure it out.
It's either FGP.org or Fairy Godmother Project.
FairyGodmotherProject.org. Because we want people to have to type a lot to get there. They have to show us they really are interested. Unfortunately, sure. We can't afford FGP.org. It's like 15,000 or some crazy amount.
That's what
yeah.
I looked
and I watch for it all the time, but it's like they know I want it, so they're keeping it higher and higher. Yeah, but fairygodmotherproject.org.
But and you can follow either online or the Facebook page, and some great stuff going on and ways to get involved there. Alex Belcher's here. He's with Belcher Real Estate and one of the superhero sponsors for
Yay!
Next Saturday night's Josh Hardy Superhero Celebration. And Amy Hardy is here, Josh Hardy's mom. And we will when we wrap this up, we'll be back and we'll talk about the event on Saturday night and how you can get involved and have a lot of fun too. Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. We'll be back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Saturday night, the 27th, it's the Josh Hardy Superhero Celebration. Amy Hardy here, Alex Belcher here from Belcher Realty, and Andy McConnell here from the Fairy Godmother Project. Alex is here because you are, again, one of the sponsors, and thank you for getting involved for your business. For real quickly, talk a little bit about your business and what you cover and what you do.
Absolutely. Belcher Real Estate is a local real estate company based out of Fredericksburg. We've been here for about a little less than 30 years, and our family has just grown in the community and grown with the community, and we help families buy and sell real estate and help them find a new home. And we pride ourselves on service.
I see your signs all around. So I was
too.
Actually excited to meet you because
yeah.
I hadn't, but I do see your signs. And I didn't realize 30 years. I mean, well, you've seen a lot change in this area in real estate.
Yeah, it's been fun to watch. I grew up in the real estate business. My family, my folks, were real estate agents in the area. So we've really seen Fredericksburg change from Central Park, from a golf course to what it is now,
yeah.
to all the new communities that we have. And I think it's good that our community is growing and we're able to do things like the Fairy Godmother Project and support the Hardys, and I think that's important for our community to grow.
If someone wants to find out more about Belcher Real Estate, I guess you got a website and all that kind of stuff.
We do. BelcherRealEstateVA.com is our website, and that's where you can go to find out any information about us and our company.
It would be so easy, for you to be involved and for the company to be involved. Like I said, I mean, thank you for doing that and getting involved in the community in this way.
Yeah, I think it's important to support your community and support folks that really are in need, and to raise awareness for things that I think will support our community. And, you know, there are people that and families that need help, that need things, and you just sometimes you don't know. So raising awareness, these events, things that we can do like Fairy Godmother, I think it really is, it's a great thing, and we want to help as much as we can.
So. What was it, Amy, $25,000 you raised for with just yes. people dressing up last year.
Yeah, it was really miraculous, and I was really proud that Josh's name inspired all of that giving, so that was awesome.
Yeah, I mean, that really is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's cool. It says something. That's really what it's about, because Amy does everything for this, so it's like, you know, Fairy Godmother Project, we are working, like, as an organization, we get the ball stuff, and we get all our sponsors for that, but Amy really reaches her community of people who knew of Josh or knew him personally and want to help, because it does something very special, which is it keeps his name going. So
yeah.
People keep
yeah.
hearing it. And there's so many options, and I do want to say thank you, because there's so many options in the community to donate to. So just choosing to support this event is really a big deal. So thank you, Alex. I do appreciate
yeah, absolutely.
It.
We're happy to do it.
And I appreciate all our sponsors. It is definitely a Fredericksburg event. I'm
yeah.
very proud of Fredericksburg as a community. Fairy Godmother Project is a Fredericksburg-grown charity, and mm-hmm. the businesses are all, you know, small businesses in Fredericksburg. Now, you know, we have Pepsi and Domino's, but they are, you know, these are families that own in this area,
yeah.
and they're willing to reach out and support us as well. So it is very much a Fredericksburg event.
I'm yeah, very it really proud is.
What the Fairy Godmother Project is able to provide in this area, I say it over and over again, though, it's just so it's so needed, and there was such a gap in this area without you, and so
yeah.
you have really been able. And unfortunately, you know, the numbers and the families that you add each year, it always just kind of grieves me when I hear
yeah.
about, you know, when or you'll bring someone new in, and
right.
I'll just think we didn't know
yeah.
about you a few years ago.
I know, yeah, it's so true. It's I don't know, the number of losses has been sort of jarring through the years. You know, the first few years there weren't that many, and now we're up to 12 kids.
Boy, and Amy, one of the things with you that's great to see, and I see some of your things on Facebook and your family, but I mean you've continued to be through your grief. I mean your boys are on the JM football team, and I mean you've continued on. You're out in the community, and it's as hard, I'm sure, as that is sometimes.
Well, and I do say I'm very thankful that I have three sons that are so incredibly busy, because that has definitely helped with the grieving process. It is, we got to keep going, we got to keep doing. And like I say, in Josh's spirit, he was a doer, and we're all doers. Like, we need to keep doing to keep going. And that sounds a little redundant, but we do. We just keep finding things to do, keep every opportunity to just be together and have fun and be around other people. It's just...
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the fact that the Josh Hardy superhero celebration is just a great. I mean, it just sounds like that was Josh.
It was.
And that's you're able to carry that on and have a good time.
Yes.
Through it all.
Yes.
It's really fun. It's really fun. I mean, it's just like a fun, and it's fun because it's fun for families. You know, like, it's not just like an adult event or just a kids event. Like, everybody's having a good time. Every year we've done it, they really enjoyed it. So,
it is at the Smith Bowman Distillery on Saturday the 27th. There's music, dancing, crafts, a cakewalk, a photo booth, and just all kinds of good stuff. Do you know what you're going to dress up? Did I ask you that before? What you're
no.
going to dress up as?
This year I was going to be Batgirl. That's why I wore my.
Oh, Bat. So you're okay.
Yeah, and I've convinced Todd to be Robin.
Oh, you have not. Really?
Wow.
Oh, that's awesome. Does he really know that?
Yes, he does.
We're going to need a lot of photos of this.
Yes,
there
is.
Yes.
Yeah. He agreed to do it.
Yes, he's so good-hearted. He's a good egg.
FairyGodmotherProject.org, and that is where everything goes. That the Josh Hardy Superhero Celebration is. have is the money raised goes to the Fairy Godmother Project. Amy, thank you. Great to see you.
Thank you so much.
Alex Belcher from Belcher Real Estate. Alex, great to meet you. Thank you for coming and thank you for getting involved.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us.
And Danny McConnell with the Fairy Godmother Project. Great to see you too.
Good to see you. Thank you for having me.
That is it. Again, the Josh Hardy Superhero Celebration, Saturday the 27th at the Smith Bowman Distillery. That's it. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own, and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.